This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. We are looking at finance in New Orleans 7 years post-Katrina. Loyal listeners may remember a few months ago we chatted with actor Wendell Pierce about a new line of grocery stores he was planning to open in the Crescent City. Fresh food can be a rare or at least expensive commodity in some lower-income neighborhoods. Pierce, perhaps best known for his roles in HBO's The Wire and Tremé, wants to change that. So he joins us now for a progress report. Good to have you back on the show.
It's good to be back.
First of all, I must offer congratulations for your Tony Award.
Yes, it was really wonderful. Cliburn Park, best play for 2011-2012 season of Broadway. So
I'm going to have to go and see that sometime. So earlier this year, we spoke with you about your plan to open this chain of grocery stores called Sterling Farms there in your hometown of New Orleans. What is the latest there? How's it going?
It is going well. As with all construction projects, there are always delays. We haven't opened the doors yet. Mm. We have a pilot convenience stores open. But we had our first community event where we gave over 500 families free groceries. And it was in conjunction with the Arena Football League. Hmm. And it was fantastic. And I knew people needed it and wanted it and would be so appreciative. And that we would be able to earn their support by stepping off the sidelines and being that good corporate citizen and bringing in products and services that are needed. You know, our focus is going to be on affordability and customer service. And I know that the community will respond to that. And it will lead to what I know can happen, where we can do well and do good all at the same time.
Well, it has been 7 years for that community and the rest of New Orleans since Katrina hit. And you're there now. You live there. I wonder if you could talk to us about what the spirit, what the mood is like around town.
It's actually a real sense of triumph. 80% of this city was destroyed. And to see that we are back in every part of the city, some places more than others, but back still the same, is amazing. People's resilience and focus and love for this city and their can-do spirit brought it back. Now, we have to be careful not to look at this renaissance through rose-colored glasses, as I always say. It's supposed to be one New Orleans and not just a tale of two cities. That we don't want, you know, a renaissance on the uptown side of Canal Street and not the downtown side.
Is that what's happening?
Well, yeah, we still have a lot of work to be done. Sometimes we've had a history of having a zero-sum mentality here in New Orleans. You know, I can't succeed without making sure you don't succeed. And we ultimately will not be able to become this renaissance New Orleans that we all desire. And that's the energy that you feel. That's the triumph that you feel. You know, there has to be an understanding that you don't have to be afraid of competition, that there's the more people that have access to schools and opportunity only means there's going to be more ideas, more innovation, and more growth and builds more wealth. But I think that everyone realizes we have this window of opportunity and want to take advantage of it. So it's just a constant reminder that let this recovery be a recovery for all of New Orleans.
The third season of Tremé just wrapped up production there in May. I wonder, have you seen whether the show production has had an impact on the city in terms of its recovery, how people feel about it? What are people saying about the production there?
You know, it's life imitating art and art imitating life. Mm-hmm. And people around the city reflect on the show. It gives them hindsight. They love it at times. They hate it at times. It's reflective and therapeutic because they're able to look back, see where they were, realize the progress they've made and the progress they haven't made. And you have that hindsight to say, as we move forward, this is what's going to be different. I appreciate that. And so that's the impact of the show. Now, I was just in Paris shooting a film this summer. And then to hear someone in a thick Parisian French accent say, Antoine Baptiste, as you're walking down the street, oh, my chest was swelling with pride. And then walking back along the Seine, listening to some French kids playing New Orleans brass band music on the banks of the Seine by Yves Saint Louis was just magical. And it shows you that the impact of our culture of New Orleans is worldwide. And I greatly appreciated that.
You are well known for your knowledge of New Orleans cuisine. So for anyone who's planning to visit in the next couple of months, where do they have to go?
Oh, man. It's just the gut bucket, you know, down home New Orleans experience on a Thursday night outside of the Hi-Ho Lounge with the Stooges brass band playing. There's a guy named Vittles with a big barbecue and having a hot sausage sandwich from him or a link or some barbecue chicken. It's really good.
All right. I'm booking my ticket. I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Good.
Actor and entrepreneur Wendell Pierce. The third season of Tremé is slated to premiere on HBO in September. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you.